Adhvani on the path of material life. Amusmin on that. Ime all this. Upasarga eternal difficulties. Tata so much also. Sukha so called happiness. Dukkha unhappiness. Raga attachment. Vesha hate. Bhaya fear. Abhimana false prestige. Pramada illusion. Unmada madness. Soka lamentation. Moha bewilderment. Loba greed. Matsarya envy. Irshya enmity. Avamana insult. Kshut hunger. Pipasa thirst. Adi tribulations. Vyadi disease. Janma birth. Jara old age. Marana death. Adayaha and so on. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. In this materialistic life, there are many difficulties, as I have just mentioned. And all these are insurmountable. In addition, there are difficulties arising from so-called happiness, distress, attachment, hate, fear, false prestige, illusion, madness, lamentation, bewilderment, greed, envy, enmity, insult, hunger, thirst, tribulation, disease, birth, old age and death. All these combined together to give the materialistic conditioned soul nothing but misery. It's like that. Doesn't look very positive. So all this, but again, Srimad Bhagavatam is all positive only, but it's giving very, very graphic description of all these things in the material world. So let us see what Srila Prabhupada says in the purport. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The conditioned soul has to accept all these conditions simply to enjoy sense gratification in this world. Hare Krishna, why do we have to accept this thing? Why do we have to accept all this material condition? Yes, that's it. That Prabhupada sums it up everything very clearly. Why we have to go through all this suffering? This is to enjoy sense gratification. To simply to enjoy sense gratification in this world. Although people declare themselves great scientists, economists, philosophers, politicians and sociologists, they are actually nothing but rascals. I'm not saying that. Don't get on my case, because this is Srila Prabhupada says, and Srila Prabhupada quotes Krishna only. Not Srila Prabhupada also doesn't independently say they are rascals. But don't take it otherwise.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Therefore, they have been described as Mudha and Naradama in Bhagavad Gita. What sloka? You remember? Where Krishna says these people are Mudha and Naradama? Anyone? Panditji is writing something very busily. So, you remember any sloka? I'll give a clue. Namam. That's it. Namam dushkritino muda. So Prabhupada says that. Namam Krishna says. Krishna says that. Namam dushkritino muda prapadhyante naradama mayaya apahrita jnana asurim bhavam ashrita. Srila Prabhupada quotes that sloka, Bhagavad Gita 7.15. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion and who partake by the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. There are four types of people that Krishna describes in the 7th chapter. They don't surrender to me. These are all the people. Chaturu. This is like after that Krishna says, like four people surrender also. But before that, the four type of people who don't surrender to Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada talks about them. Due to their foolishness, all these materialists are described in Bhagavad Gita as Naradama. They have attained the human form in order to get released from material bondage. But instead of doing so, they become further embarrassed amid the miserable material conditions. Therefore, they are Naradamas, the lowest of men. One may ask whether scientists, philosophers, economists and mathematicians are also Naradamas. Sometimes people ask this question, we always so many PhDs will be here, so many research scholars will be there, and Prabhupada says you are Naradama. Like, are they Naradamas? So Prabhupada explains that. Yeah. Are they Naradamas? Huh? So, yeah, here. One may ask whether scientists, philosophers, economists and mathematicians are also Naradamas, the lowest of men. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead replies that they are, because they have no actual knowledge. They don't have any actual knowledge. They have knowledge. No doubt about that. They have some knowledge, but that is not called knowledge. That is just like some kind of education. For that, they can earn some money, they can earn their livelihood. That's it, actually. There is no knowledge. The knowledge is completely different. Knowledge means, what is the difference between knowledge? What is knowledge? Knowledge is what is sat, what is asat. If you have to distinguish, then it is called knowledge. Otherwise, this is just like some kind of thing which gives you some employment or some money or something. That's it. That is not knowledge. So Srila Prabhupada continues saying, they are simply proud of their false prestige and position. Actually, they do not know how to get relief from the material condition and renovate their spiritual life of transcendental bliss and knowledge. Consequently, they waste time and energy in the search for so-called happiness. So-called happiness. Even though there is a happiness is there, but that happiness is compared to so-called happiness. Little bit of happiness and most of the time sorrow only. So-called happiness. And these are the qualifications of the demons. In Bhagavad Gita, it says that when one has all these demoniac qualities, he becomes a mudha. Due to this, he envies the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, birth after birth, he is born into a demoniac family and he transmigrates from one demoniac body to another. Thus, he forgets his relationship with Krishna and remains a Naradama in an abominable condition of life after life. So, this is a... Prabhupada concludes the purport like that. Thus he forgets his relationship with Krishna and remains a Naradama in an abominable condition life after life. There is a full stop there, but there is a but. But if they get a mercy of a devotee, then this is the beauty actually. Because yeah, the person, he forgets his relationship with Krishna and remains a Naradama in an abominable condition of life after life. Until they get the association of the devotees, until they get the mercy of the devotee, then their spiritual life begins actually. That is what Srila Prabhupada did. That's what Srila Prabhupada did. Prabhupada encountered so many Naradamas, so many rascals, so many people the Prabhupada encountered. But by the mercy of the pure devotee, even though Krishna has written them off actually. Krishna said, no, I am putting them into the, again, Asubham, Asurim Bhavam Asrita. Like he puts them into the Asurik Bhava. But the devotee is more merciful. Devotee cannot stand somebody going through this Asurim Bhava. So devotee is more merciful that he goes out of the way and he tries to give this mercy. So that way he is, that is why is why devotee is given so much importance, because he is doing the confidential work of the Lord. What is the Lord's mission? Lord wants all the devotees to come back home, back to God. And the devotee is worked towards that principle. That is why devotee's position is very, very far greater than the position of a demigod, Devata's position. Devata's position, okay, Devatas are very highly elevated personalities, but they have their own self-interest. But devotee, he goes out of the way. Srila Prabhupada is a great example. Like tomorrow we are having a Narasimha Chaturdasi. Narasimhadev's appearance day. Prahlad Maharaj is the greatest example. They are all like a great acharyas. No? Like they are greatest example. They go out of the way. Out of the way. And they don't have to do all these things. Srila Prabhupada didn't have to go through all this suffering. And Prahlad Maharaj didn't have to go through all the suffering. Because they went all of the way. So that somehow they can give this message. Actually. So here the purport Srila Prabhupada begins actually.
The conditioned soul has to accept all these conditions simply to enjoy sense gratification in this world. So this is our original problem. The problem is we are envious of the Lord. We were envious of the Lord. We wanted to enjoy separately from the Lord. So Lord being very merciful, Lord created this material. Actually the material world is a superfluous. Actually material world is not required. Somebody thinks the material world is very important. Material world is not that important. Because already there is a Krishna and a spiritual world. Everything is going on nicely. But some rebellious living entities develop this antagonistic attitude. Why Krishna should be the enjoyer? I should be the enjoyer. Because of that, Lord Krishna has to create this material world. Give this material world. But Krishna has done a great favor actually. Krishna has done a great favor. By creating this material world in such a way, we will be frustrated. because this is like a problem. Because if you give this material world, actually we are not frustrated actually. This is a problem. Even though Krishna created the material world in such a way that we should get frustrated, we are accustomed to this material world, so we adjust ourselves to everything, you know, like a little bit, just some adjustment here, some adjustment there, I will just do some workaround here, some, in Hindi say jugaad, some jugaad, I keep on making some jugaad. You make some adjustment here, somehow I want to remain here, but it's not possible. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Maam upetyetu punarjanma dukkalayam asaswatam. Dukkalayam asaswatam. Krishna made it in such a way. It's not Krishna, it's not like why he has to make like that. Krishna knows the living entity will not be happy here. Living entity is only happy if it is in the association of the Lord. The fish will be happy only when it is put into the water. Even though the fish, you may give all the facilities in the land, fish is not going to be happy. So Krishna knows that the living entity's constitutional position is living entity only will be happy in the association of the Lord, in the service of the Lord. So but what to do? The living entity has a free will. The living entity has a free will. Because of the exercising the free will, he has come into this material world. So Krishna has kindly made this arrangement so that there is a frustration. Different time, different places, different ways we get frustrated. Actually it is meant to be frustrating. If you think otherwise, no. If somebody thinks the material world is enjoying, then that means they are bluffing actually. Material world should be frustrating actually. That is Krishna's plan at least. It's not materialistic people. They make all the arrangements to make it like wonderful, but it won't become wonderful unless otherwise there is addition of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise the material world will not be wonderful. So Srila Prabhupada says here, although people declare themselves great scientists, economists, philosophers, politicians and sociologists, they are actually nothing but rascals. Therefore they have been described as mudas. Then Srila Prabhupada quotes this sloka, Namam duskritino muda prapadhyante naradama mayaya apahrita jnana asurim bhavam asrita. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion and who partake in the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender to me. These people, they won't surrender. We have seen big president, big PhD, big scholars. They will talk so many things. They will talk from Bhagavad Gita also. That is the beauty actually. They will quote Bhagavad Gita left, right, center, but they will not surrender to Krishna. So this is the, because that is why the knowledge has been stolen by illusion. Because the knowledge has been stolen by illusion and they partake in the atheistic nature of demons, that is why they do not surrender to me. Krishna says that they do not surrender. So why they don't surrender? Because this is like, they have this, all these other qualities, we have mentioned in this, so-called happiness, distress, attachment, hate, fear, false prestige, illusion, all these different qualities. That is why they are not able to surrender to Krishna. They are naradamas, the lowest of the mankind. Due to their foolishness, all these materialistic are described as naradamas. They have attained the human form of life in order to get released from material bondage. This is the purpose of human form of life, is like for that to get out of this entanglement. We have come to this situation, how to get out, how to extricate ourselves from this situation. That is what the whole human form of life is given for. But not for just making some living, like all the other living entities also doing that. Like ahara, nidra, bhaya, maituna. These four activities, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. All the four, everybody is doing from top to bottom. All the living entities, they do the same activity. If the human form of life also, we do the same activity, then what is the big deal actually?
human form is not just meant to be used only for the eating, mating, sleeping, defending. Instead, we have to understand Atato Brahma Jignyasa. Now, the time has come, we have to inquire about the self. Who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I suffering? Why this suffering is imposed upon me? Is there any way I can get out of that? These questions can be asked only in the human form of life. But they don't ask all these questions. They make all the arrangement, they bury under the carpet all these problems, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. Nobody discusses. The television show, anybody discusses janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, anugar. No, they don't discuss. They just want to bury under the carpet. Like that the whole problem they want to bury. They just want to only talk about the all the other things, you know, how we can have the flickering happiness. That is what they talk about. That is why Srila Prabhupada calls them as a muda. Rascals, even though sometimes it may seem very rude, but it is a fact. Because this is like not possible, you can't extract anything from here, but they have a false hope that yes, we can extract something, and then they mislead. That is why there is an interesting sloka where we have tomorrow Narsingha Chaturdasi, where Prahlad Maharaj was asked by his father Hiranyakashipu. Because Prahlad Maharaj went through this this Gurukul, the Sandha Amaraka, they are teaching. And then Prahlad Maharaj was asked, what is the best thing have you learned? Then Prahlad Maharaj started speaking, and then he was talking about Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, all this. Hiranyakashipu got very angry. Where did you get all these things from? First he chastised his guru. Shukracharya says, what is this? Are you teaching these things in the school for my child? Like, then, no, we never taught all these things to your child. Your child is a different category. So then, to answers to that, Prahlad Maharaj says a wonderful sloka. Matirna Krishne Parata Svatova Mitopibadhyeta Grahavratanam Adhanta Gobir Mishatam Tamishram Puna Puna Charvita Charvananam. This is 7th canto, 5th chapter, sloka 30. Prahlad Maharaj replied, because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life may progress towards hellish conditions and repeatedly chew, which is already chewed. Their inclination towards Krishna never aroused, were either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. This is Prahlad Maharaj saying, he is telling to his father Hiranyakashipu, because of the uncontrolled senses, the persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress. They all make progress, but where? Towards hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has been already chewed. It's already chewed. Because sometimes we find in the villages, like the cows, cow will eat that, especially the sugar cane. Sugar cane, already the person would have put through the machine, completely taken everything out. Two, three times he would take every juice out of the sugar cane. I'll put the sugar cane outside. And then again, the cow will come. Cow will think, oh, there is some rasa there. Like this cow will try to eat. And the cow will drop, there is nothing there. And then after this, big will come. Because this is like the chewing the chewed. Actually. Chewing the chewed is already chewed. Already the rasa has been taken out. Then again we try to extract something. Nothing there. That's why Prahlad Maharaj says in this verse to Hiranyakashipu, repeatedly, which has already been chewed, their inclination towards Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. Because this is like the Krishna consciousness. It will not take place in that type of chewing the chew. We have to come out of that. We have to come out of that situation. So that is why he is telling his father, this is not going to happen. Because we are in the situation, we don't know. We are chewing the chew, and we have to come out of the situation. That is why the Shastra is there. Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport, they are simply proud of their false prestige and position. Actually, they do not know how to get relief from material condition and renovate their spiritual life of transcendental bliss and knowledge. Which we are all like, this is our property. We have as a son inherit some property from the father. Same way we also inherit. This is like our position, constitution. We are also can get this. Satchitananda. We can also get that. But because of this situation, because of our attachment to this material world, we are not able to. So, and Srila Prabhupada gives the formula, the, how to get relief from the material condition and renovate the spiritual life of transcendental bliss and knowledge. That is there. We are all entitled for that. But somehow we have forgotten that entitlement. We think that we are going to be happy here. Make arrangements here. Elaborate arrangements. Srila Prabhupada will ask this question. Like if somebody says, you invest some money in the bank is going to collapse next day. Will you put some money into the bank? Nobody will go near the bank only. But what we are doing? Because this body is going to fail us actually. We have put so much effort, so much energy for just looking. Yeah, we are not against looking after the body. You look after the body so much so the soul can remain here comfortably. That much we have to look after. Not so much effort, just looking after the body and then neglecting the needs of the soul. This is the problem. We are neglecting the needs of the soul and only concentrating the needs of the body. Then one day the body is going to give it us. Give up the body and then what will happen? So instead, from the beginning only, if we can give some time for the nourishment of the soul, then it becomes better. Then we will not be frustrated. That's what Prahlad Maharaj says in the beginning. Beginning only he says, Kaumaram acharet pragya. Because from the beginning stage only we have to start. Not that we have to wait till 65 years, 70 years, we don't have any energy, we can't do anything, and then I'm going to be actively devotional service. Nothing can be done actually. Now we have everything is there, all the opportunity is there, facility is there, all the faculties are working. So now we have to engage it. Kulasekara Alvar says, there is one place, now I just want to die now. Because nobody wants to die now, because everybody wants to live. But Kulasekara Alvar, he says, why? Because now I am able to chant your names, glorify your pastimes, everything I can do. But when at the time of death, all this mucus will cover this and I will not be able to chant your name. So better let me die now. So like this, acharyas have prayed also like that. So this is the beauty here is we have to somehow get relief from the material condition, renovate the spiritual life of transcendental bliss and knowledge. Consequently, this is like materialistic people, they waste their time and energy in the search for so-called happiness. These are the qualifications of the demons. This is like the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. I just want to... this is a very graphic description of how people behave. It's mentioned in the... Yeah. 16 chapters, verse number 6. 6 onwards, Krishna speaks so many qualities, but we may not be able to... I'll just read the translation of some of them. O son of Pritha, in this world there are two kinds of created beings. One is called divine and the other demoniac. I have already explained to you at length the divine qualities. Now hear from me the demoniac. And then he says, those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness nor proper behavior nor truth is found in them. They say that this world is unreal, with no foundation, no God in control. They say it is produced of sex desire and he has no cause other than lust. Following such conclusions, the demoniac who are lost to themselves and who have no intelligence engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. Taking shelter of the insatiable lust and absorbed in the conceit of pride and false prestige, the demoniac thus illusioned are always sworn to unclean work attracted by impermanent. They believe that to gratify the senses is the prime necessity of human civilization. Lord Krishna makes so wonderful actually. See, this is like the Prabhupada also says in the beginning only. They believe that to gratify the senses is the prime necessity of human civilization. That's the whole human civilization is working towards that only. Thus, until the end of the life, their anxiety is immeasurable. Anxiety is like, until last minute, no satisfaction actually. Immeasurable, bound by a network of hundreds and thousands of desires and absorbed in lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. How Krishna knew all these things? See, he puts everything. This is the way demoniac people will do. Now you see outside world how people behave, exactly like that. You don't have to go and look for this one or that one. Just read Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter, we know. Same way, if 12th canto, if you read Bhagavatam, you know the Kali Yuga, how the, as we progress or as we digress, what are the things happening, we can know that actually. How these people are going to, the Kali Yuga citizens, how they are going to make this type of civilization. And then towards the demoniac person thinks, so much wealth do I have today and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now and it will increase in the future more and more. He is my enemy and I have killed him, and my other enemies will also be killed. I am the lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful and happy. I am the richest man surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices, I shall give some charity, and I shall rejoice. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance. This is what we find. And Krishna concludes this here, and all the, what is going to happen to these people? This is what... those who are envious and mischievous, who are lowest among men, I perpetually cast into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life. That's what Srila Prabhupada refers here, that sloka. Tanakam dishatan kruran samsareshu naradhamam kshipami ajasram asubhan asurim yonim anishu. So this is a text number 19, Srila Prabhupada quotes here. Tanaham dishata kruran samsareshu naradaman kshipami ajasram asuban asurim eva yonishu. Asurim yonim apanna muda janmani janmani mam aprapeva kaunteya tato yanti atamam gatim. Attaining the repeated birth amongst the species of demoniac life, O son of Kunti, such persons can never approach me. Gradually they sink down to the most abominable type of existence. This is what happening. The material, like materialistic world, the demons, they become, because of the demoniac qualities, again and again they engage in the ahita. Ahita means all the unfavorable work. They just again they go back to the asuric species of life. That's what Krishna says here. Repeated birth amongst the species of demoniac life. O son of Kunti, such persons can never approach me. Gradually they sink down to the most abominable type of existence. This is a very dangerous situation actually, because engaging in these demoniac activities, there is no scope for getting out of that until they get some association, them some sankirtan, some book, some prasadam. If they get, then only their life starts for them actually. That is why now we can understand when Srila Prabhupada says Krishna consciousness is the greatest welfare work. Greatest welfare, not just because I am in Krishna conscious movement, that is why it is greatest welfare work. Because what it is doing is giving a living entity a chance to get out of this cycle actually. Get out of this cycle of asuric janma again and again, again and again. How many janma can you take? How many janmas we can take? How many janmas we already taken? So this is the only place where we can take a detour by just coming into association of devotees, taking some books, some prasadam, some association of Krishna. If we can do that, then the life completely changes. That's why it's very, very important. Because in whatever way, maybe we may be doing in a very small way, doesn't matter. At least, you know, like, that's why Srila Prabhupada says in the Srila Bhakti Bhagavad Gita introduction, even one person reads this Bhagavad Gita and goes back and understands this and goes back home, back to Godhead, we consider all our efforts as successful. Srila Prabhupada is so humble. He's saying even one person reads this Bhagavad Gita and makes his life perfect and goes back home, back to Godhead, then the whole effort, looking at the effort of Srila Prabhupada, going through all the troubles and tribulations from the beginning, going all the places, preaching everything, even one person goes home, back to Godhead, is considered success. So that means how much attachment Srila Prabhupada had for even one person delivered. But now by the mercy of Prabhupada, millions are delivered and millions are going to be delivered also. It's not like it stops. Prabhupada delivered only a few people. Still people are reading Prabhupada's books, coming to the temple, coming association of deities and the darshan of deities. Still people are making advances. They will continue to make advances. So such an important thing, it will completely stop their again birth into this material. Punarjanmana vidyate. Again you don't have to take birth into this material world. Such a very glorious thing. Taking birth in the material world, everybody does that actually. But only in the case of devotee, because he understands Krishna is everything, then Vasudeva Sarvamiti sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. Krishna to call that person as Mahatma is not an ordinary thing. Why he is saying? He is Bahunam Janmanam Ante. Bahunam Janmanam. Many, many births you have taken. And finally Ante. In the end, what do you understand? Bahunam Janmanam Ante. Jnanaman Mam Prapadyate. He surrenders to Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvamiti sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. That type of great soul is very, very, very rare. So we want to be in that line. Like a Prahlad Maharaj is a Mahatma. And all these Acharyas are there. So we have to take the guidance in that direction actually. So that's why here Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport, thus he forgets his relationship with Krishna and remains a Naradama in an abominable condition of life after life. So now the duty of a devotee is somehow how to extricate that person, to take from that demoniac person, to bring them to that devotee actually. So that is what the devotee does actually. The Acharya is doing. Krishna is doing personally. Krishna personally comes. Even though he says, I am putting them into the Naradama, but still Krishna is pains him. Pains Krishna. Like, oh, I don't want this fool to be in this material condition. He sends his representative. He gives his books. He gives the association so that somehow this fellow can be extricated. And Krishna says that also. Like when then the person matures, then he understands, then he follows the principle. Then in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it's again interesting, where Krishna says what kind of devotee is very, very dear to him. These qualities, what all the qualities are mentioned here, and the similar qualities are Krishna also mentions in that in the 12th chapter. 16th sloka, I will read that. My devotee who is not dependent on the ordinary course of activities, who is pure, expert, without cares, free from all pains, and not striving for some result, is very, very dear to me. One who neither rejoices nor grieves, who neither laments nor desires, and who renounces both auspicious and inauspicious things, such a devotee is very dear to me. One who is equal to friends and enemies, who is equipoised in honor and dishonor, heat and cold, happiness and distress, fame and infamy, who is always free from contaminating association, always silent and satisfied with anything, who doesn't care for any residence, who is fixed in knowledge and who is engaged in devotional service, such a person is very, very dear to me. So these are all the qualities. See, one side we have one type of qualities, the demoniac qualities. The other side Krishna is saying these are all the devotional qualities. These qualities are very, very dear to Krishna. The person who can practice, who can acquire these qualities, very, very dear to Krishna. So now we know we come to this material world, we have this demoniac envious mentality. So use this, we usually say the bad bargain, and use this bad bargain and in service of Krishna. We got the body, use this body in the service of Krishna. That is the best use of the bad bargain. We use that way we can get the mercy of Krishna. We can get into the, that is what Krishna is saying, very, very dear. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says that Sikshashtaka Trinatapi Suni Chena Taroravi Sahishnuna Amanena Mahanadena Kirtaniya Sada. Because this is that type of mood, then we can chant holy name constantly. Otherwise it's difficult actually. If I have mana, apamana, this is heat and cold, happiness and distress, if you keep on distinguishing like that, the duality, then it is very difficult. Then we will be dwelling in this dvandva. Dvandva is like the duality is there. So if you can keep on dwelling in that, then it's very difficult. So instead, Krishna is giving the suggestion for us, like these type of qualities have to be developed. What is told in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The 16th chapter, there is another set of qualities are mentioned, demoniac qualities. And Srila Prabhupada says, if somebody takes to devotional service, automatically the divine qualities manifest. Yasyasti bhaktir bhavati akinchana sarvair gunaistatra samasate sura ara abhaktasya kuto mahatmana. Prabhupada says, abhakta, there is no good quality at all. Even though so called good quality may be there in the abhakta, but there is not a good quality.
Because somebody is a devotee, because he has a compassion, all the other qualities, because he is attached to Krishna, then he is automatically, all other qualities will develop in the devotee. That is why somehow we have to know these qualities. Yes, the demoniac qualities are there and the divine qualities are there. We have to somehow inculcate in our life these divine qualities so that we can become a recipient of Krishna's mercy. Let's stop here. If there is any questions, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
When you told you said to always remember and never forget.
Yes.
So that is the problem. So how to thank you very much for a nice class. You said always remember Krishna and never forget him. And the problem is that we are forgetting. So please tell us how to remember him, like other than chanting the holy name. What are the things you
are
doing practical life?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, that's what
so
actually.
You always remember him and never forget.
Actually, that is Krishna answered the question already in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Not only in 10th chapter, even the 8th chapter. I think this is 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita also. Everywhere Krishna is giving that, especially in the Vibhuti Yoga, Krishna talks about so many things. Even before that, the 7th chapter, the Soham Apsukaunteya, Prabhasmi, Sashi Surayo, Pranavahas Sarva Vedeshu, Sabdakya. Because whenever you drink water, you just think of Krishna. Because the taste of water is so wonderful that because how it is coming? Krishna. Because when you see the sun, because today is a very sunny day, that means everybody is happy actually. But if it's a very gloomy day, nobody is happy. Because, so this is like each and everything we can see Krishna, we should know how to see Krishna, how to see Krishna's hand in our life. That's it actually. It's not actually one sense it is not very difficult to remember Krishna. You just come out and see everything is going on nicely. And the sun is rising, the moon is rising, and then everything is working in perfect condition. That means there is some controller there. So like that we can understand that. So that is why Krishna spends the whole of 10th chapter about his vibhuti. He is talking about all the vibhuti. Krishna's, I am this, I am the shark, I am this, I am that. Now the rishis, I am the Narada, I am the Prahlada. All these things Krishna is saying, giving us a clue how we can remember him. If you see this, sometimes we go to the mountain, we see a wonderful mountain. But behind the mountain, there is a maintainer of the mountain, a creator of the mountain. So then we appreciate that. So it's nothing wrong going to the lake, nothing wrong going to the beach. Everything is wonderful, provided we can see Krishna behind that. Just only for my sense gratification, I go and do things, then that's a problem. But if we can see Krishna behind all these things, Krishna is the sutradhari. He is the behind, like in Bhagavad Gita, he says, he is this kind of sutre manigana eva. He is just like an underlying thread for all the nice necklace may be there, nice pearls are there, but Krishna is the underlying thread. So that way, if we can understand that, it becomes very easy. Towards the 10th chapter, and then Krishna says, how much I will keep on speaking like that? Krishna says, how much atava bahu naitena kim hyatena bhavarjuna vishtabdeham idam krishnam ekam stena sito jagat. I'm just one fragment of my this thing. I pervade the whole cosmos. How much quality, how much all the vibhutis I will keep on talking about. Just one small fraction of this thing, a whole entire cosmos I am manifesting. So that way, we can see Krishna's called Vibhu. We are Anu, Krishna is Vibhu. Then automatically, when we develop some appreciation, that is what needed actually. Why we read Bhagavad Gita, why we read Srimad Bhagavatam? Because now we are accustomed to understand only the material things only. But by reading this, then we understand Krishna's glories, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's excellence. Then we start developing a little bit of appreciation. Then it will become a little bit easier to appreciate. Normally in the material world, people will be, somebody is rich, we are very attracted. Somebody is beautiful, we are attracted. Somebody is in knowledge, we are attracted. Somebody is strength, we are attracted. But Krishna has everything. Prabhupada says in the 2nd chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan, he possesses everything. All the opulences up to the infinite degree, Krishna has that. So naturally we should develop some attraction. So these things will help. That is why Krishna gives all the prescription by which we can remember him. Sun, moon, water, everywhere we can remember Krishna.
And one sense, and Prabhupada says, and Chaitanya Charitamrita says, everything, there is no difference. If it is used in the service of Krishna, it is called, then it's prema. If it is used in my service, then it is kama. Kama and prema, this is the difference. Krishna Indriya Preeti, if Krishna Indriya Preeti is there, then it becomes prema. Atma Indriya Preeti, then it becomes kama. So, Indriya Preeti you cannot avoid. You have to have Indriya Preeti. But whose Indriya you are doing Preeti? First Krishna Indriya Preeti. That means Krishna's Indriyas are fulfilled. Now Bhoga has been offered already. Krishna Indriya Preeti is finished now. Now Atma Indriya Preeti. Now we all have to go up now. We have to take prasadam, honor prasadam. So then Krishna is very merciful. Krishna is not like a Krishna Indriya Preeti. Finished. Empty plate. That's it. Next day. No. Krishna Indriya, Krishna has already eaten. Krishna is now happy. Now Krishna has kindly given this Mahaprasad. So then that way there is everywhere we can. Actually, you tell me how we cannot think of Krishna. The question should be other way around. Actually, how we cannot think of Krishna? Food is coming, everything is coming, everything is working out nicely, and we are this even that this we are taking this oxygen that is provided by Krishna. So many things Krishna gives, everything free. So that way, the person who has some gratitude will think somebody has very kindly provided that. Let me show my gratitude to him. Just say Hare Krishna or just bow down to him. He has given everything. Even in the post office, somebody gives a pen, immediately we say thank you. Thank you very much, thank you very much, thank you. But Krishna has given everything for us. Is it not proper for us to say simple thank you? Hare Krishna, Krishna, you have very kindly given. Thank you. That's it. That spiritual life begins like that. That's it. Thank you, Krishna. You have provided me everything. That's it. Then everything will fall in place. Thank
you. What you are saying is that when we see your Lila, you should know more of Krishna.
That is what the whole idea is. Like we have to. This is like remind us of Krishna and remind others also of Krishna. I remember when I was going in the tram. Long back, that person will say, when I see Tilak, I am reminded of Tirupati. So that's good. That is why we should not hesitate. Because it's maybe good for us also, maybe good for others also. Somebody, they will say, oh, they will see, you see, you go to the outside world, see one person with the Tilak or one person with the Dhoti, you become so much happiness, you get. And sometimes you see, in the desert you get some kind of water or something, whole place, and one person wearing a tilak or some kartal sound is coming or some mridanga sound is coming, you get something very happy situation. Everywhere is all so much nonsense going on. Something a little bit connected with Krishna, then it becomes very happy. So we have to do that. That is why the dress is important. Everything is important. All the to remind us of Krishna, not for anything else. So remind us and remind others also about Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
You were mentioning that the sugar cane juice,
yes,
raw juice, and then hog roasted juice, and there is no rasa.
Yeah.
So let me put that example with the clash of Krishna.
Yeah.
You were mentioning about the sugar cane being chewed by cow and then the hog also later. And then there is no rasa left. So if we tell this to a person who is not a devotee, then naturally there are advantages. No, but we do experience some juice.
Yes, correct.
Later it may go, but at least we do feel.
Yeah.
So how to understand that this
Charvita, yes.
At least some experience of happiness.
Correct. Otherwise, they won't engage in that activity, because there is some. Prabhupada says that. Thanks, Prabhupada. Yeah, Prabhupada says also there is some element of happiness there. Otherwise, why would they do this? Some rasa is there. Otherwise, why they will engage in that activity? Yes. But what they have to understand is the rasa, what the satisfaction or the happiness, what they are seeking and what they are getting, it's not proportionate. I am just looking for gallons and gallons of water, but I am getting one small drop of water. That's it. That is the type of thing is getting. They are getting something. I'm not denying, and they are also not denying. Yeah, we are getting something, but it is not proportionate to our desire. I want a big happiness, but I'm just getting only a flickering happiness, and immediately followed by the, see, like for example, if somebody wants to drink, yes, that's good, you want to drink, but the problem is this, after that they are just in the gutter. Actually, after a couple of hours of enjoyment, they are in the gutter. Anything like that, any material activity, even whether it can be drinking or it can be sex life or it can be this or that, whatever it may be, there is a little bit of happiness. That's why the happiness, the mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of beginning, it may seem like very happy, very this thing, but the end result is like misery. So that is why we have to have this knowledge. Yes, we are not denying that there is no happiness. Happiness is there, but that happiness is, what is the quality of happiness? You know, it's like, yes, it gives you a little bit of kick, and then after that, the rest of the time, you are sitting in that gutter for the whole night, you have to roam, and then what is that happiness? If somebody takes a video of that happiness, whatever you had, the whole thing, then okay, few minutes only I was feeling elated, then after that I am in the gutter. So it's not like that type of happiness, is quality of that happiness is not that good. It's like that is why even Indradev, when he committed an offense, he came to this material world. He didn't, because he was thinking like, I am having a wonderful life here, why are you disturbing? Brahmaji came and said, like, no Indra, what are you doing? You are Indra Loka, we are waiting for you, and no, Indra Loka, Chandra Loka, I am very happy here. I am looking after my family, don't trouble me. Then Brahma has to teach some lesson, like just put some water, and then he could understand, this is the way. Yeah, it is not easy. But then, I am getting happiness, man, why are you troubling you? You go to the people, exactly the same whatever Prabhu asked, people will say like that, I am getting happiness. But that quality of happiness what you are going to get is not going to last. You are looking for Nityananda or Nityananda, you are looking for Nityananda, but you are getting only installment Ananda. Little bit Ananda and most of the time distress only. Little bit happiness and most of the time distress. That is what the... So we have to try to explain to him, like you get any material activity you engage, you get little bit of flickering happiness, most of the time it is not giving that much satisfaction. So we have to get into the, we have to change the quality of happiness what we are accustomed to. So then they may get little bit of a taste for that. Hare Krishna Mataji, that somebody can pass the microphone to Mataji.
People take the devotional service in their old age,
okay,
and they can't do much. So my question is, how long does it actually take to get them when we chant Hare Krishna? How long does it take? How many years does it take for the mind to actually link up with a mantra? Can we say that it's a procedure that takes decades?
Actually, Prabhupada says this word. Prabhupada gives this, many times he answered in different ways, but one way Prabhupada quoted Katwanga Maharaj. Katwanga Maharaj, one devotee asked the question, how long it takes perfection for the devotee to attain perfection? Prabhupada says, one moment only. Then he quoted that Katwanga Maharaj story. Katwanga Maharaj, he was a great, the Lord Ramachandra Murthy's dynasty. Katwanga Maharaj was a great king, and then he used to fight with all the asuras also in the helping the devas, like that type of, not like chota mota person, a very big person. So when Katwanga Maharaj was once, he was doing all these things, and then the devatas became very happy. Katwanga Maharaj wanted to give you a boon, please ask me. So Katwanga Maharaj said, please tell me when my last moment. See, there is only one moment left, or one kshana. So he said, he requested, if you can please transform me to that my deity, the place, and then I'll just surrender. So he just, Katwanga Maharaj went and surrendered to the Lord, and immediately attained perfection. So Srila Prabhupada quotes this, that Katwanga Maharaj. So for attaining perfection, even one moment is, one kshana is sufficient. Having said that, as we are, as age progresses, and so we have to somehow, as much as whatever attachments we have to this material world, this the detachment from matter, that is detachment from matter, attachment to Krishna. These two things, they are not two things, only one thing only. Because when you attach to Krishna, automatically detachment from matter happens. So that way, constantly, if we can do that, we can attain very, you can't put a time frame like, maybe 10 years you chant, or 20 years you chant, you attain perfection. It may not happen. But you may chant perfection, you may chant few days only, you can attain perfection also. So all depends on our intensity of seeking that this thing. If we have the intensity, then like a Draupadi Maharani, we just attain Krishna's this thing, one call only, Hey Govinda, just one call, she became, Krishna became indebted to her. But we may be calling also, but the quality of the call is different. So that is why it's not like a, as Prabhupada said, yeah, it takes only one moment, Katvanga Maharaj attained perfection. Maybe in our case, we may be chanting many lifetimes, doesn't matter. But whatever we chant is not going to go in vain actually. Even little chanting or even offensive chanting also. What to talk of pure chanting, even there is a Nama Bhas is able to give you that much, then what the Sudha Nama will give. So that we have to at least get into the habit of chanting, and then slowly and steadily. The age is okay, age is a consideration, but if somebody is starting late, what can you do? Already you are starting, better late than never. So that is also another way of approaching that. Like you have started now, at least like you are already in the queue, already we are in the right track, in the right path. So that way it is beneficial. So
Ajamil.
Ajamil, he started in left and then again he was given an opportunity. That is a wonderful thing. Because that is why, you know, like whenever there is opportunity, we should do that. Because otherwise, you know, we don't know what is in store for us. We may be in another place. We may not have all the faculties will be working. We may not be able to remember Krishna. So better do the sukruti now. Accrue the credits now only. Not wait for the appropriate time will come, and that time I will accrue all this. No, it will not come also. So better use the situation now and then try to do as much as possible and then leave it to Krishna. Krishna knows that actually. Krishna knows how. See, I can cheat you, you can cheat him, all these things, but Krishna, you cannot cheat him. He is a Paramatma, he is sitting there. He knows what exactly going on in your heart, what is exactly your desires, what is what the aspiration, everything Krishna knows that. And we have to be truthful to him, that's it. Krishna, yeah, this is my weakness, this is my whatever so-called strength. So you look after me, that's it. Then Krishna will look after me. Unlimitedly he will look after it.
Just same question was asked to Prabhupada in this room.
Yes. Okay.
On video.
Okay.
One moment.
Yeah. So that's why, see, Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada's Leela, Prabhupada's video, Prabhupada's audio, everything is there. For that matter, no, like anything, we just keep on hearing Prabhupada. Prabhupada answers all the questions actually. That's it. Prabhupada says all the questions answers. No, like, but different time, different ways he might have answered. That's all right. That is because according to the guru is prescription according to the time, place and circumstances. Guru will give the instruction. The basic instruction remains the same.
But Prabhu, normally this perfection in nouns, it doesn't come very easily because we do always the nama opera. So always continuously when we are chanting, we do the nama opera. That is why I say janma janma that it takes to...
Correct. No doubt about that. But the problem is, what is the cure for that? Nama only is a cure. Because the cure for that is nama only. Because if you know nama aparadha, see, a person who is not doing anything, at least you are doing nama, and then little bit aparadha there, and slowly and steadily in the association that aparadha will go, and then nama will come, then this is abhas will come, and then suddha nama, it will become like, at least you are in the right direction. At least nama is going, haram, haram, like there also ram is there. When you say haram, the ram is also there. Like that only we have to start. What can you do? Valmiki has to start with mara mara. He can't directly chant rama rama. Mara 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 mara. Then ram came. Like same way. Haram, ram, mara mara. Like that only we have to start. What can you do? Because that's our situation like that. But we should never lose our hope thinking that there is no. Because that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy. We are all entitled to get Krishna prem. We are all entitled. But we have to utilize it properly, then we will get it.
Never give up.
We should never give up. Even the worst circumstance also, we should try. Because that is in devotional life only. Even for struggling also, you give credit actually. In material life, nobody gives credit. Oh, this person struggled very much, I am giving credit. No. Because material life, even if you become successful, then only finally some credit will be given. That is also useless one. But in spiritual life, even somebody struggles. I am struggling, Prabhu. That's very good actually. Because at least you are struggling to maintain your Krishna consciousness. That is good only. But you are taking some trouble to maintain your Krishna consciousness. That struggle is worth actually. Hare Krishna. 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 Hare